We're on, bitches.
Hello, bitches.
We are on.
Hey.
This is the third episode podcast of the dead. The third episode. Yeah. Welcome to the show that no one listens to and everybody talks about. It's really weird that way. I don't know. It's just some fucked up mind shit. I am bricked up, as always, and my faithful companion in life and in bed is
the priest.
Well, and today we have some special guests with
us. That's very good.
Yeah, come on. Don't be shy.
I'm not shy.
Special guests today. We have a couple of
Johnny
friends
Depp.
Of mine from work. We have Johnny Depp. And Helena Von Potter. Give him a big one. Now, this is Mr. Heavy H.
Good eye.
Hi.
Good eye, Mike.
Good eye. And his girlfriend. Girlfriend.
The fluffer.
The fluffer.
Fluffer.
And her name is...
Cinema.
Yeah, give a big hey!
Hi!
Hi!
Woo!
Woo!
Some Norwegian.
So,
I'm joking, fuck.
Yeah, okay, so let's just jump into it. We don't need none of this crap.
Nope.
So, this is the werewolves episode. Lycanthrope episode.
Lycanthrope.
So, before we get into the wolves and stuff...
I have to pee. Right back.
Yeah, great. Great. We start the show and now you have to pee. Just perfect.
Yeah,
perfect. Yeah. Okay, so...
Run back.
Yeah. So, what's been going on?
Not much.
What's been going on? Just go pee. Just go pee. Okay,
okay.
Leave us alone. You'll come back.
We're gonna hear what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Like...
Actually, we should put the mic inside there and listen to him crap.
I hate your fucking toilet.
He's eating pizza while he's doing, I don't know what he's doing in the bathroom. So that's awesome. And
the pizza fell down.
It fell down?
Toilet.
Great. You threw away some not so good pizza. Yeah. See, Noah was telling me earlier that my bathroom looks like a girlish bathroom kind of thing. Because I like colors in my bathroom. And I told her that I like to get in touch with my feminine side. All the colors of the rainbow. And I have frogs on my shower curtain. And I'm fucking proud of it. Yes. And they're colory. They're colory.
You don't have any soap.
And no, I don't have soap. Because I don't believe in soap. George Bush wants you to buy soap. I say, fuck Bush. I'm not going to buy
soap.
I love
soap. Bush.
No. You're totally into those 80s kind of
things.
Yeah,
I like 80s porn.
Great. Okay, what's up? You know? What's been happening? It's been like almost three months, I think, since our last show. So, what's been going on, man?
Not even much. Hanging with my girlfriend and stuff, you know, same old shit. Working and...
Girlfriends?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
She might be listening. Yeah, she might be listening. Girlfriend.
That was much better.
Ah, that's him.
Yeah, no. So what's with
Sorry.
You?
In the writing usage.
Hey, what? Well, what you been doing lately? Well, I know you've been working. We work at the same place.
Yeah.
At the Cracker
Hooker
Factory.
House?
No,
it's a split. It's a whorehouse and Cracker Factory.
Wow.
For kids.
For kids.
For kids. Ah, that's awesome.
It's a new concept.
Hey, little Charlie, where you want to have your birthday this year?
I want some...
Chuck E. Cheese? No, I want the whorehouse that make crackers.
I want a hooker.
Yeah. Hey, I finally got around to checking out Dark Knight.
Awesome movie.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
God.
Very good movie.
Such a good movie. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah? You seen it too, Cinema? No, you
what?
Haven't seen it?
You haven't seen The Dark Knight?
No.
Ooh.
Man, that's...
You gotta see it. It's pretty good. And the Joker? Fucking rules, man.
God.
Like...
I like him. He's like...
like...
You know it's always...
Like, I didn't really care.
He's always doing this...
Yes, that thing.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, and in case you didn't hear what Chris was doing, he was like smattering with his mouth. Like that. Really, really good movie. Awesome, and I just can't wait for the third one. We're talking about that. Who's gonna be the fucking Riddler? You just told me, bitch.
It's gonna be Johnny Depp.
Donnie, Mister.
I think so. That's the rumor, so I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I forgot to put my bird in the bathroom. So if you hear any birds, it's my bird. And I don't mean my penis, but my actual bird.
It sounds like something...
My penis makes sounds. It squawks.
No, but
I'm just gonna eat.
Does that mean anything? Put my bird in the bathroom?
Yeah.
That's a good analogy. Hey, babe, you want me to bring you home and put my bird in the bathroom?
Is this a good movie?
It's awesome. Well, we're talking about Dead Man.
Have you seen Secret Window?
No, I haven't, but I'm reading.
Ooh,
The novel, the short novel, Secret Window, as we speak. Well, not as we speak, but... Hold on, guys, I have to turn the page. And something that you may be able to talk about, Heavy and Sinova here, they recently watched The Happening.
Yeah.
And you've seen The Happening. I don't know what's happening, because I haven't seen it.
You have to buy the DVD, because there are some scenes that would...
Cut out.
For the cinemas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially this Sue scene, where this line is...
We interrupt this program for a special
news
great!
Yeah,
Niels put on that. That's just awesome.
We
just suddenly jumped into the news. No.
News is here!
Yeah, okay. No, please.
Yeah, the scene with the lion.
Yeah.
Lions.
It's like 10 minutes long or something.
What?
No.
And
it's
do the lions commit suicide as well?
Disturbing.
Is it allowed to criticize?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on!
Okay.
He hates us already.
No, but...
Yeah, he's gonna criticize us.
That clip kind of put me off, because...
Which clip? The lion clip?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
very much
I thought it kind of ruined it, because... Not all the movie, but a bit of it. Because the guy stands like handing his arm to the lion.
Okay.
And the lion just picks it up.
Ah, okay, just bites it off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he grabs it off.
He grabs it off. Yeah, and it breaks off at the shoulder.
Yeah, at the limb, yeah.
And I'm like, what kind of man is that?
Hey, what kind of man is that?
Hey, I'm gonna pick the lions. Hey, I'm gonna take my arm.
But I mean, if I pull your arm,
yeah. Oh God, just so. Yeah.
It doesn't fall or
anything.
Exactly. It doesn't. Yeah, I don't know.
But the movie's about gases, right?
Yeah, about the nature.
Yeah, nature attacks back and gives out gases.
Yeah.
Maybe those gases made the human body weak or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not, well, I can't defend it, because I haven't even seen it, so I don't know, fuck The Happening, I don't know.
No, but it's a really cool movie.
Is it long? Because it sounds long. The name, The Happening, it sounds like, oh my god, The Happening should be at least like 5 hours.
Because
if something's happening, it should be happening for a long time.
But an hour and 4 minutes, maybe? I don't remember.
Sort of like sex, you know? Sex is The Happening.
Sex is good. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
and
good.
And The Happening should happen
the
for
happening
a long
is
time.
Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. The happening is sex. It's actually a porn movie. Yeah, okay, so
Zombie Strippers is out now on DVD.
Yeah, no, but hold on. I just want to say about The Happening. So
this is really
how many skulls do you give it, like on the dice from 1 to 6? Six being the best and one or zero. Really fucking lousy. You know, lousy like that Ken Park dude. That sort of...
That movie?
Yeah, like
totally
crap neck kind of bad.
Yeah.
Like kids, like bully, like that fucking asshole that I hate. That sort of nasty, bad.
I love it. I think...
So you're giving a six skull?
You have to see it.
Six skull? Five skulls?
I give it four.
Yeah,
four skulls.
Okay, I have to go to 5 because
you just love the lion scene.
Yeah.
That fucked it up.
I like the monologue scene.
Oh,
this
yeah.
guy just lays down and this monologue comes and drives over him and blood.
Wow. That
yeah,
sounds
that's
really
insane.
Cool. Yeah, is it one of those John Deere lawnmowers?
Yeah, a huge one.
Yes.
A green huge one.
Yeah, John Deere. Love my John Deeres. Yeah, Zombie Stripper. Yeah, actually, I downloaded Zombie Strippers. Oh, I purchased Zombie Strippers a couple of days ago.
Righto, mate.
You know, the FBI might be listening. But I still haven't seen it. I heard it's good. You know, Zombie Strippers. Jenna Jameson, Robert Englund, who was Freddy. It's about basically your basic zombie movie. It's just that it infects some strippers.
Yeah.
Zombie strippers.
Cool.
Hence the name.
Maybe.
It sounds terrible, just like I like it. Really campy B movie. Awesome. Another movie that I saw that I'm recommending to fucking everybody. Midnight Meat Train.
Meat Train. What?
Yeah, Midnight Meat Train. It's a short novel by Clive Barker, who wrote Hellraiser and stuff. And it's with that guy, that football player from Manchester that became an actor. What's his fucking name? Mean Machine. He's been on the movie Mean Machine, and he's like in Swordfish.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah,
the English dude.
Yeah, exactly. And
Winnie something.
Vinnie Jones. That dude. He's in that movie, and he's so fucking terrifying in that movie. Well, I should tell you what the movie's about.
It's about a meat train.
Sort of. Yeah. It's about this train that passes around like 12 o'clock at night in New York, and it just, you know, stops at a couple stations, and then it takes a right turn instead of taking the left turn, and just goes into this other underground world where Vinnie Jones comes
nice
out
football.
And starts fucking killing these people on the train. But the cool thing that Vinnie Jones is, he's a butcher in the movie, so he uses one of those butcher hammers, those fucking mean-ass bastard motherfucking hammers, and just smashes the heads of people in such cool ways. And Ted Raimi, you know Ted Raimi? The brother of Sam Raimi. Sam Raimi made Spider-Man and Evil Dead and stuff like that. Ted Raimi's just standing there talking. Vinnie Jones comes with a hammer, hits him in the back of his head. And all this is in slow motion. You can see his eye just pops out. And blood just gushes out. And teeth just... Everything in slow motion, like directly towards the camera. And if this movie was 3D, it would have been fucking insane. Like watching those things just fall against you. Really, really good. I give that.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Like 7 skulls. Cause just imagine. I saw it on the computer because when I buy movies, I like to see them on the computer. And.
That's nice.
And it even scared me then. And that's really good.
Hey, doesn't Guns N' Roses have the song Meat Train?
Yeah, did you know that Ozzy Osbourne has a song called Crazy Train?
Also Meat Train. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm on the Meat Train.
I'm on the meat train, straight to hell.
But it sounds like the fish car, you know?
The fish car.
Fish car.
It's a fish car.
It's a car with
riding
fish.
Around Oslo.
With no, fish.
Like, you want fish?
Oh, really? There's a fish car? I didn't even know that.
Meat
wow.
train. I'm thinking about food.
Yeah,
obviously. I just thought that, you know, midnight meat train. That's what I like to give the ladies too.
Yeah, some meat, huh?
So, you know, some hey, babe, you want some midnight meat train? Let me plunge into your tunnel. Next station, you come.
Let me light up your tunnel.
God, that's some campy ass humor.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
it's very cool, you know.
Yeah, should we go to the news?
The news has already been broadcasted.
Yeah, but let's broadcast.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
Welcome to the news.
This is the news.
I try to say that really questioningly. Like, welcome to the news. Yeah. This is the news. Okay. First real old news because, you know, I didn't think it was going to go 2 months between the podcasts. So this is some old news first. Then I have some new news.
That's called news, you know?
Yeah, new news. Old news and new news. I read this. It's a 15-minute horror comedy. It's called Treevenge. Treevenge. Come on, that's awesome. God. It's about Christmas trees take revenge for being ripped from their homes. Come on, how cool is that? It's, you know, that's the happening.
Yeah.
That's what happened. It's soon to be Christmas.
But I understand.
You
fuck,
understand?
We have a Christmas
understand.
Episode.
Yeah,
what
we shouldn't be talking about that right now.
If somebody...
yeah, we're totally going to have a Christmas
movie,
episode. Silent Night, Deadly Night.
course, and
somebody
Black
you
Christmas.
Out.
Black Christmas, yeah, but the old one.
Yeah.
Somebody pulled you out of your environment.
Yeah, I know. It's
dressed you up.
Yeah.
Put you in their living room and walked around you and singing songs and stuff.
I don't know, actually, I was sort of like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
When you mention it.
After
you
a
die.
While,
yeah. No, yeah, you have to think about like this. They do not only take you away from your environment, but they, you know, they cut off your feet.
Yeah.
And then they stick you.
In your dick.
In your dick. In the
not
living
in
room.
Your dick, but in your dick.
And my dick.
In your dick?
Well, still.
That sounds pretty nice.
Well, since it's a 15 movie, well, it's a short movie. I don't think it's going to be coming out of cinemas or anything. But, you know, you could probably check it out for free on the net sooner or later. And other news, Mr. Deodato, Ruggero Deodato, he made Cannibal Holocaust, one of the worst movies. And I don't mean worse like it was really bad, but worse like it was really, really fucking shocking and he killed real animals in the movie. Bad. He's, you know, it's been talked about that he's going to make number two. The first one was called Cannibal Holocaust. He wants to make Cannibal Holocaust number two.
In the same way?
No, he said he was not going to kill any animals on this one. Which I was really disappointed about. No. No. Don't kill animals. Kill humans.
Yeah.
But the movie is... it's on hold. Because the producers wanted to cut some parts to save some money, and Deodato won't do it without those parts. So, guess we just have to wait and see. And I'm really excited about it. Because, you know, Cannibal Holocaust, it's not one of my favorite movies because it was too you know, a little bit too bad for my taste, and that's pretty fucking bad.
What was that movie we watched?
Yeah, I got it here. And that movie that you watched with the animal killings and all that stuff. You know, the raping and the girl on the stick and, you know, the stick in her ass and it comes out of her mouth.
Cannibal
Holocaust,
that was
yeah, it's pretty bad. But,
you didn't watch that movie.
But that's why I want to know how number two turns out.
That's one of the things Vlad did, I think.
Yeah, Vlad Impaler. Hence the name.
I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, okay, and another news, we should be talking about the Wolfman.
Of course.
Because this is the Wolf episode. Yeah. Danny Elfman is scoring the music for the Wolfman.
Of course, because
and that's gonna be
the
awesome.
Best when he does film music, so...
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Other news, Night of the Living Dead, one of my favorite horror movies ever from 1968, directed by George Romero. If you don't know that and you're listening to this podcast, I should kill you. Because you should go out and watch that fucking movie, the best. It's going to come in an animated version of the movie. And that's really cool. You can check out a sample through horrormovies.ca. Well, you could. I don't know if you still can. But that was 2 months ago. So, and new news, Friday the 13th, remake, you know? Yeah, I don't know if you know.
I haven't seen it, but...
Yeah, there's going to be a remake. There are new...
13th?
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's coming... February
13th, 2009. Yeah, it is. Friday. That's a Friday, by the way.
Of course.
There are two new photos on horrormovie.ca. Bruce Campbell does an interview on horrormovies.ca.
And he's talking about Evil Dead 4 again?
Yeah, I think so.
Of course.
I actually haven't even read it. But if Evil Dead 4 comes out, I'm going to be the first one to watch that. I love Evil Dead movies. So good. Kevin Smith. I've got some Kevin Smith news. You know, Clerks 2.
Yeah.
Chasing Amy. Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. That shitty movie, Jersey Girl. Dogma. Yeah. He wants to make Red State, which is a horror movie. And his last quote about it was, Red State, it's not getting the financial backup that it wants. Nobody wants to really invest money in the movie right now because it's non-commercial and because, you know, the economy is fucked up, so... you know, I hope he makes it.
Maybe get some state funds now.
From Obama?
Obama. Yeah, he's our president, so...
Hey, we should actually say that sort of news, Obama won.
Yeah. I love it.
That's fucking awesome. That's great.
That's
maybe we can... not die in the next 50 years. You know, I don't know how you feel about it, listener, but I think that's an advantage.
Yeah.
Not to die in the next 50 years. Yeah.
Wow. Depends.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the right people dying or not. Wrong people dying, not good. Right people dying, very good. And you may ask, who are the right people dying? Let me just tell you, a lot of people. Okay, you had some news, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Dracula's castle.
Ah, yes, sure. Yes.
It's for sale for anyone who wants to buy that.
Do you have a price?
No.
It's probably
no
eBay.
Price.
Just,
yeah, it's not
just
eBay.
Just write
no,
Dracula's
just
castle on eBay.
Some morbid stuff took place here. Some
just keep talking about the castle.
No.
But don't prices go down when people have been killed in apartments and stuff?
I don't know. It depends, because
I know,
like Charles Manson's house,
yeah.
Well, not his house, but you know, Roman Polanski, Sharon Tate's.
It's called
house
Brad's
where they were
Slot.
Killed, where Sharon Tate was killed.
Yeah.
That's like huge, you know. That went off for a lot of money, and the person who owns it right now, I think, is Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails.
Which house?
The Charles Manson murder house, the house that used to be Sharon Tate's before she got killed, and
yeah,
Roman Polanski's, I think.
I
he's still
that,
living there.
I know that. Oh God, what's his name? The producer of
Rick Rubin.
Rick Rubin is.
Yeah, he has the Houdini match.
Yeah. It's a studio.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And it's very haunted.
Yeah, Houdini, come on. It was fucked up. He made himself
it's
disappear.
It's called. Vlad's house or castle is called Bran Slot, Transylvania.
What?
Bran Castle or something like that.
Yeah.
Ah, is there a picture there?
Yeah.
Oh, which page
right
is this
here.
So we can tell the.
It's.
Oh, shit, never mind. Just search it on Google, okay?
It's called Bran Castle, Transylvania, Romania.
Transylvania, Romania.
His name was Prince Vlad Tepes, or whatever.
Do you think that vampires, when they go on vacation, they go to Pennsylvania?
I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
So, but
hey,
anyway, for you people
Pennsylvania.
Who have watched Bram Stoker's Dracula, it's this house or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's Bram Stoker.
Bram Strokes.
Yeah. Bram Strokes,
well,
my
I got
dick
some,
all day night.
I got some death reports, but...
You got some death
yeah.
reports? I'm supposed to have some death reports. Okay, what's your death report? No, but hold on. No, we can't go there.
No,
this is news.
Later.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about...
Damn, you got me confused right there.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about a little bit about a show called The Paranormal State, which is based on...
Paranormal State!
Paranormal researching. So it's Paranormal State. It's a docudrama reality television series for A&I about a student lead college club. The Penn State Paranormal Research Society, the show depicts what?
Depicts.
Fuck, I can read.
Despicts. I despict you.
Depicts the students' investigations of paranormal activity and supernatural phenomena.
Wow, you are on a roll today.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Phenomena.
Fuck, for you people who like this kind
phenomena.
Of stuff, just actually go.
Oh, phenomena, yeah.
Search on
YouTube. I thought you were going to do that with Lil Jay. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, fuck. I
just search
you
on YouTube. And just search for Paranormal State.
You do that, Mr. Listener.
Yeah,
or
Mr.
Mrs.
Listener.
But
so.
Still, one.
Okay, we're
going to
do some.
No, I got more news.
Yeah.
Look, I think you may like this. Malik Akkad.
Malik Akkad?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Halloween?
Son?
Research?
Yeah, the son.
The son of Mustafa Akkad? Yeah,
Mustafa
I'm talking about
Akkad?
Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. He financed John Carpenter's Halloween from 1978, which was, you know, come on, I don't need to talk about that. But, So Malik, his son, is confirming that Halloween 2 is on the way.
Yeah, I know. So, there we go.
Okay, are you gone?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, we experienced some technical difficulties.
Yeah, we got some
courtesy of priests.
Paranormal stuff going on here.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Paranormal phenomena.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking
like
about Halloween 2.
Say.
There's no real details about it. Except that Rob Zombie said he was not going to direct this.
Of course
and
not.
I hope he doesn't. I know
he's,
you like that
he's,
movie.
He's
but,
new
to
return the Source Rex. So.
Yeah, but Tyler Mayne will return as Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Mike
Myers. And not
just
Obi.
I just think they should leave that alone. please.
Huh?
Just leave that movie alone.
Yeah, I know. I dragged that movie beyond dirt. Saw 5, you know, it's already opened in the States. I should mention, this podcast is from Norway, which means
we don't have
anything good.
What?
And when we do, we have it like 3 months after you people have it. Fucking assholes. You know, like The Happening, you know, that was in the movies in the States summer.
But that was worldwide, so...
Yeah, but it didn't come here.
The Happening,
it didn't come out here when it came out there.
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
No, it didn't. And just as The Orphanage, you know, that came out in the States like long before it came out here. Well, anyways, Saw 5, so far, this last weekend in total, made $48 million. And it cost only $10 million to make.
Oh.
And it's only been in the cinemas for, I think, 3 weeks in the States or something like that.
Came out to 28.
Then I'm wrong. 28? No, then it's been then it's been there a week, and it made $48 million, and it cost $10 million to make. So already, you know, they have like, you do the math, a lot of profit. So that's pretty good. Do you have any news? Somebody has any news about anything? It doesn't have to be horror. Yeah.
It could be about a flower.
It could be about a flower.
A carpet.
I got on the flower news.
A carpet flower.
flower news. That's cool.
A carpet flower.
We had a new carpet yesterday.
You got a new carpet?
Yeah, with stripes.
Is it a paranormal carpet?
It's a carpet. It's a wood carpet.
It's a hoop.
Yeah, and you're not using the carpet as an analogy for a bush, right? It's stripy now, baby. Bring your midnight meat train.
My father laid it down.
Oh, good God!
Did you know there's a movie called Lesbian Vampire Killers?
No, but it sounds so obvious. Hey Frank, what should we make next? Well, I got this nice script for Lesbian Vampire Killers. So, okay, hey, you want to go on to the death reports? Because you had something.
Let's go to death reports.
Reports. Okay, you want to go first?
Okay, for people who know who Stanley Winston is.
Who?
What?
Stanley Winston.
The dude who made the cigarettes, Winston Cigarettes.
No, the American visual effects supervisor, makeup artist, and film director. He was best known for his work in the Terminator series, Jurassic Park, Aliens, The Predator, and Edward Scissorhands.
Don't tell me you just said Scissorhands.
No, he's dead. At the age of 62.
62? Oh, wow. What happened to him?
I'm trying to do something. Do
I'm sorry for that.
Great.
Multiple myeloma.
Oh, what is that?
Suffering for multiple myeloma. I know. It sounds like a Norwegian stuff, like myeloma.
Yeah, myeloma. It's right in myeloma.
It's a plasma cell. Myeloma.
Nobody's going to get that joke besides us.
Multiple myeloma, also known as MM myeloma,
you're gonna stop saying myeloma.
Disease after autofeller is a type of cancer.
It's a type of cancer.
Of plasma cells.
Sounded sort of like a bird,
just read
I think.
That first instead of
myeloma, sort of like paloma.
Yeah, like
paloma means pigeon in Spanish. So oh my God, there goes myeloma. Yeah. Nobody really notices. Wow. Welcome to the
Why
fucking...
Why didn't just say cancer?
Yeah.
Well, because it's like, fancy
footworks. I just read everything first instead of cancer.
Yeah.
So.
I think the medical language should be dumbed down.
Yeah.
You know, like everything like, hey, you have throat cancer? No, you have cancer. Everything is just cancer. Yeah.
Or like, he's dead.
Yeah.
Why?
Cut it down even more. Sorry, he's dead. Why?
He's
dead.
He's dead because he died.
Yeah, and he did.
No, hey.
Listen, this is...
Hold on. You're gonna use this on your kids. Why is he dead? Because you masturbate at night. Okay, what you want?
This is something for you. His groundbreaking work on the sci-fi horror classic, The Thing.
Oh, now I actually feel bad for him. I love The Thing. I love my thing. I like other people's things. And I love
The
Thing.
He made all the stuff in you know, the creatures and stuff in the thing. So.
Damn, that's good.
And Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, you guys still haven't seen the thing. I told you about the thing when I was talking about Ennio Morricone.
Well, he died.
You know, he made a music for the thing.
Cool. Some months ago, he died June 15th. So, but I just wanted to tell you this now. Rest in peace, little friend. I'll see you in next year.
He was a midget? Oh, sorry, I mean a dwarf.
Next year?
Yeah.
See you next year.
I'm gonna join him soon.
I'm going on vacation, guys.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna search for Stan Winston.
I got some.
Resurrection year?
Yeah, 2009 is a resurrection year.
Yeah, Stan Winston, resurrection.
They're all coming back. Oh, wow. Speaking of Stan Winston. Joan Winston,
ooh.
77, American author, founder of Star Trek Convention, died of Alzheimer's September 10th.
Again?
I think maybe you got Alzheimer's.
By the way, I got a fun fact.
Fun fact about him?
No, about dead people.
Oh.
Do you like?
We are now more people alive than ever has been alive.
Before?
Totally in history.
Oh wow. Like put together?
Yeah.
Oh wow. So us people alive are more than dead people.
Yeah.
Wow. That, you know, that makes you think. The more you know.
Demonic possession.
I'm sorry about it.
No, but I like that.
It's okay.
No, that's pretty good actually.
Yeah.
That's good. So what we should do, you know, bring the score back up.
Yeah, let's kill more people.
Yeah, let's start killing people. John Winston, I thought about this earlier. I was talking to you guys. Star Trek, Alzheimer. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah,
I think Star Trek is bad.
Damn,
so man.
Was it Captain Kirk or was it Cock?
Cock?
What was his name
Captain
again?
Cock. That's very cool.
William Shatner? Yeah.
No.
They're making a new Star Trek movie and William Shatner is not in it.
He's
they
not?
Didn't want him.
Then I'm not going to watch it. Because I've totally not watched any of the other. So.
You know that Michael Myers mask is based on one of the characters in Star Trek?
No, actually William Shatner.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is based on William Shatner.
That's pretty much cool.
Yeah, William Shatner.
I have a mask. Rename that
room. He'll screw anything.
What are you talking about?
William Shatner, Halloween.
The Halloween mask is based on William Shatner.
Yeah, Halloween,
Star Trek.
The movie, you know, with the guy killing Michael Myers. Yeah. A gorilla. 55 years old, the oldest gorilla in captivity, died September 4th. And that again, just as John Winston, blessing or not, you know, blessing in disguise. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe she had a sweet ass time. Probably didn't.
But how old can you really get?
I don't know. That was what I was thinking about. Like, because it sucks. Like, it really shows you how bad it is
old.
If they, you know, if they can become like 150, that would be like, oh, God. But, you know, if they usually turn 30 and die, you know, that's,
I have no idea.
Like, obviously, somebody treated Jenny with respect. Richard Wright, 65 years old, keyboardist, Pink Floyd, one of the composers on Back Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon.
He's like the bright side of the moon.
The Back Side. Anyway, I'm going to take in the Back Side.
It's an unknown album.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard about it because it's pretty underground.
Yeah.
You know, this weird band, Pink Floyd. Whatever. He died of cancer September 15th.
Crap, there's a lot of cancer going on.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Maybe it was myeloma.
Maybe it was in myeloma. Your loma? No,
yes.
My loma.
My loma.
So, yeah.
I got one who is dead. For all you punk people out there.
You're punk kids!
Founding member and guitarist of seminal punk band Descendants passed away yesterday, October 31st.
Oh, how old was he?
I have no idea. There is currently no information on dates for either the funeral or memorial service.
Oh, great.
Information will be passed along for any public service once the information is posted.
So we don't know nothing, basically.
He's dead.
Yeah. Basically, what we're talking about, dumb it down. He's dead.
So
okay. Any more chit chatter? I could tell you something really unusual. No, unused.
Come on, I know you have sex.
Very useless. Yes. Something very useless for you to know.
Yeah.
Our temperature here in Oslo. We're broadcasting right now.
It's very cold.
No, it's not that bad. I think it's like plus 5 Celsius, which is like in Fahrenheit.
It's plus
24. Okay. I don't know. Fahrenheit.
Well, I got more one death report. Oh, I'm sorry.
Dude, I was starting with my worthless.
Yeah,
time.
I know.
Okay.
But this is also for a lot of people who listen to Green Day, Blink and stuff. A producer called Jerry Finn. He produced a lot of the
Green Day,
Blinking Green Day albums. He's dead.
Oh, so do you have any information on him, or is it gonna be like he died?
He died.
Once again, he died.
Yeah, but right about.
He probably died from your loma.
No, I think
yeah.
It was.
My loma, your loma.
My loma.
Yeah, you were gonna say something.
No, yeah, I just wanted to explain. It's just about freezing.
Yeah. Basically,
because
yeah, that's
most
a good
people
point.
Have water in the country. I think.
Yeah, I don't think so. And those who don't, you know, they're not gonna be listening to this podcast. Shit, I have no water, man.
Yeah.
This is a good podcast of
yeah.
that.
Should we talk about the movie soon?
Yeah, no, but we're not getting there soon. Anytime soon.
I hope for I'm
yeah.
maybe soon, so
I'll do it soon? Okay,
yeah.
But first I have to take my segment.
Fucking pisses me off.
Welcome to Fucking Pisses Me Off!
Yeah.
This is my segment. Today we're gonna be talking about something serious. Cancer. No, we're gonna talk about direct. Look, Fucking Pisses Me Off is a segment for you who don't know. A segment about things that pisses me off inside of horror movies.
Yeah.
And this is one of the main things that have been pissing me off a long time now. And that is directors that recycle the same shit over and over again. You know, like Saw movies. You know, like the first Saw, it was good. And then
yeah.
you just keep recycling, keep milking the milk until lying there, crippled, dying,
Saw 2
spewing its own blood.
Saw 3 was okay.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, come on, you have to have some ideas. And bad dialogue, bad story, poorly written characters. You know, those movies give horror movies a bad name. You know, because when I talk about with people and they ask me, hey, what kind of movies do you like? I'm like, I like horror, and they're like, oh, you're that kind of guy. And I'm like, no, I'm not that kind of guy. Well, I am, but you should know. You know,
but O-Dog.
Yeah. No, because, you know, liking horror movies used to be good, you know, because you used to love the classics. Now, liking a horror movie, you like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning.
Yeah.
And,
I haven't seen that movie.
And The Hills Have Eyes, the remakes.
About that.
Yeah.
The Happening, it reminded me a bit of Hitchcock.
Now that's good, you see? Like,
it gave me
that
feeling.
By the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Macbeth, sort of that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My fingers are.
I haven't seen
sore.
Macbeth.
By the pricking of my thumb, maybe I stuck my finger off your bum.
Yeah.
I really hate that. Oh, God,
you're angry.
Yes, it fucking pisses me off. Those fucking idiots. Like, come up with something new. That look. Every time I have this segment, it comes out to the same thing. Somebody do something original. Because I have like 1,000 bunch of ideas, and nobody's paying me to write any of those down. But these fucking assholes that are getting paid, they only write shit. What the fuck? You're getting paid.
That's because it's easy money.
Fucking easy money.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So is prostitution.
Easy money.
What?
Prostituting.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
easy money. Well, it
just
depends. Depends if you like a thumb up your ass.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we can go on to the movie. No, but you should do that. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, wow. This is turning out to be a really good episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, there's a bunch of werewolf movies. A bunch of them. We're not going to talk about all of them. We're going to talk about the ones that are really
made an impress.
Yeah, made an impress. And the first one we should talk about, which is the main feature,
The Wolfman.
The Wolfman with Lon Chaney Jr. from 1941,
yeah.
which is the movie we just finished
watching.
Black
and white movie.
Black and white movie. Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of a Disney movie.
And in conclusion, it was a great movie, so thank you for listening to the podcast.
Yes! It was a good movie, so...
No, but really, really good. Do somebody want to do a synopsis of it, or do they want
just
me to tell
line,
them about
yeah.
it? It doesn't have any plot line, so I'm just going to do a synopsis.
It doesn't have any plot line?
You can help
line?
Me out if I forget something.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm done.
Lon Chaney, he's a wealthy man.
He's a peeping Tom.
He is actually a peeping Tom. He has this...
He's a strange dude.
He's a really strange dude, and he
he's
looks sort of like
to
watch, retarded.
Girls in the windows.
Yeah, putting on their earrings.
Yeah.
That's basically how the movie starts, you know?
Yeah,
he's
a stalker.
Yeah, sort of. He makes that believe, at least. Because he's looking at this window through his telescope. She's putting on earrings. He looks below. He finds out where she's working. Goes over there. Starts talking about her earrings. She gets sort of freaked out. Like, how the fuck do you know about my earrings?
I'm psychic.
Hey, you know, he's so suave.
You know?
Yeah. He rings out the best lines. I'm psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Every time
that.
I see a beautiful girl, I just know... Like that, everything about her.
Yeah.
And
he has that.
That makes you a stalker, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
He has that old school, never give up attitude.
Yeah, really, really bad.
Fuck off!
Yeah.
Oh, you love me.
Yeah.
Admit it.
Do you love me? Do you love me? Now that I can dance. Okay, so. Okay, long story short, gypsies come into town. Bela Lugosi's in the movie. Bela Lugosi's the first werewolf. He's one of the gypsies. This girl with the earrings and Lon Chaney. Gwen is the name of the girl with the earrings. Lon Chaney's name, I actually don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just call him Wolfman.
But they call him Master.
Yeah, Master Raja.
Yeah.
Wasn't it that? Something like that.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't pay him too much attention.
No, so, yeah, basically, basically, Bella kills Gwen's friend.
Stefani? From No Doubt?
Yes. kills Gwen's friend. Her name is Jenny. And,
Jenny!
I'm sorry.
Are you talking about Flat Out Concords?
What?
Jenny?
No, no.
Okay, so Lon Chaney Jr. is out in the woods for some reason with Gwen. They hear a woman scream. They hear the wolf howling. Lon Chaney, to be the hero of the night, he runs to save Jenny. He gets bitten by the werewolf. It was just a wolf at this point.
Or a German Shepherd.
Yeah, German Shepherd, if you look closely, or not that closely, if you just have the lights on. And he gets bitten. The next day, wakes up, his wounds are healed. They suspect him, because he killed the wolf after Jenny got killed.
Because they find his...
stick.
Yeah,
the
his
wolf stick.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 I should actually mention that. I'm sorry, I'm really bad at talking about Subnovs and movie.
Yeah.
While Lon Chaney was at the shop where Gwen worked, after harassing her about her earrings, he bought a stick.
A cane.
Yeah, a cane with a wolf on it and a pentagram. And, you know, they recite this part of a poem. I don't even know. I don't remember what it was. Something about bright night and flights.
Flowers and stuff.
Flower blooms and, yeah. So, yeah, basically, Lon Chaney becomes... a werewolf, and the reason I don't want to say too much is because if you haven't watched it, because look, if we were doing a podcast in the 50s, which was impossible, but if we were, it would be really weird. But
was it?
Oh, maybe it was.
Oh,
telecast, it's telekinetic. Yeah.
Morse code.
Morse code podcast. Morse cast. Morse cast.
Morse cock.
More cast. Yeah.
Morse cock cast.
No, you know, in the 50s, I would like just assume that everybody would have seen this movie.
Yeah.
You know, because people were fans now. But now, you know, if I say the word saw, they're going to be like, yeah, I saw that movie. You know, but it, everybody sounds like that here. Everybody just walks around like that. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But if I say Wolfman, I have actually, even Frankenstein, I've said Frankenstein to people, and they're like, who? And I'm like, what? Have you never heard of Wolfman, Frankenstein, You know, the Invisible Man? Have you heard of Superman, you stupid fucking asshole? No? And so I'm not going to spoil it, because I think you should see it, because it's a really, really good movie. Okay, so Lon Chaney, you know, becomes a werewolf, goes around stalking. If you want to know some more,
check out the
fucking movie, because it's really good.
Yeah. Just watch the movie.
And if you're thinking like, yeah, I don't want to waste my time. Thanks, man. Yeah. Episode. Fucking
fuck,
awesome.
Fuck you, Dev.
Yeah.
Death.
Dead.
He's talking about dead. Or death or dead.
Yeah.
He's talking to us already.
God,
fuck.
This, I hate this.
Yeah, sorry.
I hate this podcast. Oh, God. Well, what I was saying.
It's cursed.
Christ.
Sorry.
Okay, if you're thinking, oh my God, that's really loud. if you're thinking, I don't want to watch an old movie, I'm just going to waste my time. Look, if you waste the time, it's just 1 hour and 7 minutes.
Damn, he's
what are you going to do with that time? Sit in front of a TV and masturbate, you know, or your computer. Come on. Okay, just drop 2-3 masturbation sessions and you have the movie. No, don't worry about it. And from people, from Amy, Night of the Living Podcast, shout out to them. She told me that she really doesn't like white and black movies, but this is the only black and white movie that she's liked.
Oh.
You know, because the pacing on this movie is pretty fast. Like in difference to the older movies or the other horror movies, which are deadly slow, you know, they're just awful, but this actually moves along pretty fast and you don't feel like you're watching raindrops.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So just watch the movie. Stop, you know, you're just watching The Howling. Come on.
Yeah, come on, look at him.
Yeah, I know,
it's
a great
awesome.
Movie. Yeah, it's a great movie, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make you watch all this stuff.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, so other werewolf movies that we gotta recommend. American Werewolf in London.
Of course.
If you haven't watched that, but John Landis, you know.
That's very
and you're
great,
a horror fan, of course.
But don't watch an American Werewolf in
Paris.
It sucks. It's so
yeah.
much CGI.
The Cars That Ate Paris.
Yeah.
Do you know that's a movie that exists that's called The Cars That Ate Paris? Speaking of The Cars That Ate Paris... Has anybody of you heard what's happening with the remake of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
No, I haven't read
Damn.
Anything about it.
Because I'm looking forward to that. I want to watch some Killer Tomatoes. Yeah.
But stay tuned for that.
The Killer Tomatoes?
Yeah.
The remake on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, The Howling, which is on TV right now, you should definitely watch that if you haven't watched it. Silver Bullet, which is based on a novel by Stephen King. I can't remember what it's called right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, it is, but I just can't remember what it's called. Those are like, I would say those are the main 4 movies that you should watch about werewolves, if you're really into it, which is American Werewolf in London, The Howling, Wolfman, and Silver Bullet. Those are like, you gotta watch them if you like werewolves. Other than that, you can watch Wolf.
I haven't seen Curse, have you?
Yeah, I've seen Curse, which is Christina Ricci. I don't like it. But
okay.
You know, I don't like from
it's
the year 2000 out, I pretty much hate everything almost
yeah.
that came out.
So.
I just hate movies nowadays. Oh, fucking assholes.
Yeah. All the horror movies that comes out now is pretty much bad.
Yeah. No, and other than that, The Wolf. You should watch The Wolf.
The
with
Wolf
Jack Nicholson.
With Jack Nicholson. It's a good movie.
Who's the female in that?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, it is Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah, I got sort of confused because I watched Return of the...
I almost said Sharon Stone.
Yeah, me too. Because I watched Batman Returns a couple of days ago. And I have to say, God, my God, I love that movie. You know, the Penguin.
Yeah,
Danny
it's
DeVito.
Very dark because it's Tim Burton.
Yeah, and it's so
but
cool. It just,
it's very cool. Yeah,
very cool. Oh, we're getting total sidetracked today.
Yeah.
Tonight. This evening.
So pretty much
it's
just
so paranormal.
Ooh. Yeah. Next week, I'm going to talk about the paranormal stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the next episode
we're
is going to be about.
Mothman. We have to do that.
Then you got to get the movies.
Yeah. Do you have a movie?
No.
Fuck. I have to download it or something.
Hey, we're going to buy it.
Yeah.
We purchase
yeah,
movies, we do not download movies.
No.
Okay, Mr. FBI, CIA, DEF.
Of course, we don't... when I said download, I meant I'm going to buy it.
Purchase. I'm going to download
a
purchase.
I'm
going
to download a DVD store and that's the thing.
Very, very good. And the DVD store is called Pirate Bay.
The Pirate Bay.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. You want to say something else about werewolves? I just want to say that I fucking love them. And inside of horror creatures, werewolves are my favorite. I just love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I rank them above Freddy and stuff like that. I think werewolves are the coolest. And if I can turn into something, it would be a werewolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would be the cool kind of werewolf, you know? Like Teen Wolf with
Michael J. Fox.
Oh. Yeah. He plays basketball and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I would be the cool guy.
Yeah, the cool werewolf.
Yeah.
So,
wolves are cool.
Wolves are very... wolves are cool.
Wolves are cool.
Yeah.
That was raised by wolves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're like Mowgli in the Jungle Book or something.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to give your shout-outs, your bye-byes, your hey-heys.
I have no idea.
You want to say hello to somebody that's listening to the show?
I'm
going to
say one thing. I hate John D. for canceling the I Am Ghost show.
Yeah, John
Fuck
D. is a club here in Oslo.
Yeah. It's a concert place.
Yeah, they cancelled the concert they was going to today. That's why he's here.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a blessing in disguise, but it still sucks, you know, because they just cancelled it because, you know, they weren't selling enough tickets. And
probably,
that's down to profit. I hate those fucking money
I don't know why,
grabbing
because
bastards.
Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, the shows was cancelled by
all three?
Yeah. So they had like 6 days off.
Wow. I think I Am Ghost hates this.
It's no,
it's
not. It's not. I know.
But I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to blame them.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some internet buzz.
Yeah.
You know, hey, those guys from Against the Dead, they hate I Am Ghost. I'm gonna be like, no, I didn't say that. They're gonna be like, hey, we have it. And I'm like, no, you don't. They're gonna be like, yeah, we have it. I'm like,
Steve told me
you're dumb.
No, Steve. Steve told me that they didn't cancel the show, it was the venue.
Steve Urkel?
Yeah. No, Steve from I'm Ghost. You know,
oh, wow, he plays with that guy?
Yeah.
That would be
Mr.
awesome.
Urkel.
Yeah, he plays with the accordion. The horizontal polka. Okay, yeah.
The gothic polka.
Give your bye-byes.
Bye.
No, no more byes? Okay, no. You got any bye-byes you want to say?
Bye-bye, baby.
Okay.
Baby, bye, bye.
You got any bye-byes?
No.
No. Okay. I got a bunch of bye-byes. I want to say bye-bye, and check out Not Off the Living podcast. Love that. Check out the Obscure podcast. That's .com. Both of them.
Check out our blogspot.
Yeah, check out our blogspot, which is
.blogspot.com.
Yeah, and you can also find it on MySpace. You know,
.com/podcastupthedead. Yeah.
And if you want to call us, you better use your imagination.
Yeah,
I'm not going to give you a number.
Number right now. But we'll get back to that.
Yeah, and thank you for listening to the show.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Gotta see Dead Man.
Yeah, gotta see
Dead
Man. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Thank you, Johnny.
That's
cool.
Yeah. Self-promotion.
Yeah,
you know?
Self-promotion.
Yeah.
Right.
He's not too big for that.
He's just done with the Pirates films
and
stuff.
And Johnny, is it true that you had to suck Michael Jackson's cock to get in the movie, you know?
Children of the Corn?
Yeah. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I really can't come on.
No. Okay. Those were cruel words from Johnny Depp, saying especially to Christo, the Bricktop, that, you know, he can't comment on it. So, that sucks.
But,
awkward moments.
Life is a bitch and then you die.
Life is a bitch and I am too.
Yeah. You better stay tuned for next week because we're going to talk about the Slipknot concert.
Oh, yeah, actually,
of
course,
we have to talk about that.
No, we should.
No, I'm not going, so
yeah.
It's okay.
No, yeah, we're totally going to talk about that. And, you know, keep checking us out. Just... You know, if you like rambling, if you want to listen to the show that nobody listens to but everybody talks about,
the only one
plug
who
in, check it
dead.
Out, you know, listen to us.
The dead
you know?
Listen to us.
Plug in, drop dead, tune in, shoot your head, bye-bye.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, put on some tunes and then we can say,
Popper
bye-byes!
Yeah, let's start. I'm going to put on Lycanthrope with +44. Because
yeah, okay, just so you know, I'm not supporting this. Bye-bye.
<Yeah. laughs>
Setting the